Who are you? This was the question which the Jews asked John the Baptist. Are you the Messiah? Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? Who are you? Their focus was upon John the Baptist himself. Who was he to be doing what he was doing? Who was he to be preaching and proclaiming? Who was he to be baptizing for the forgiveness of sins? Who was he? Why was he doing what he was doing? And by what authority was he doing it? Who are you? Certainly he had to be somebody important to be baptizing for the forgiveness of sins. Who are you? They asked him. And that's the question the world is asking you and me. Who are you? What would your answer be? Who are you? What would your answer be? Who are you? What would your answer be? Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Haven't bought a single Christmas present yet. Well, that's not quite true. I bought some souvenirs on the cruise, and some of them will have to do double duty as Christmas presents. But I haven't really bought any Christmas presents locally. I did do a little shopping. Didn't find the thing I wanted. I was shopping in a mall, North Park, and they had some kiosks around, little areas where they had special booths set up. And they had certain special sellers out there with various items. And one woman had this booth with carvings. They had Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa and Mrs. Claus. All of the traditional Christmas images, all of the traditional Christmas stuff that you would see. And over in the corner, pushed off in the back over on the side, was a little itty-bitty manger scene. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus were huge. Frosty the Snowman was really neat. His little snowballs, the base and the center and the top one, they came apart. I mean, you could play with them. The reindeer and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer were all detachable from the sleigh. And they were all out in front, back over in the corner. However, shoved out of the way was a little manger scene. I looked at the woman who was running the booth and I said, "You got some nice carvings here." And she said, "Thank you. They're done by my husband and he loves to do them. And these here sell the best, the Frosty the Snowman and the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the other reindeer and the sleigh and Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. All these here, they sell really good." And I said, "What about the manger scene over there?" And she says, "Well, that doesn't sell as good. For some reason, people don't want to buy that manger scene. So he doesn't make many of them, and we don't put it out front and center because otherwise we wouldn't get the sales we need." I bought it. Why was it pushed off to the side? Why was it not being bought? What is it about Christmas It has become so commercialized, so de-Christianized, so much of Christ has been taken out of Christmas that you can go shopping for Christmas presents, walking around the mall, listening to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg, and you can't hear a single song about Jesus. Or if you do, it's been neutered to make it less offensive to non-Christians. It's like this wonderful season, this recognition of God in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, this season that we celebrate, the incarnation of God in human flesh has been stolen from us. That's how I feel. That's how I feel, my friends. This season, this time in which the church has selected to celebrate the incarnation of God in human flesh, has been stolen from us. Well, of course, we stole it from them. Did you know that? Jesus was not born on December the 25th. The shepherds were not freezing out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks as they dug in snow. He was either born in the spring or the fall. Not on December the 25th. That date was chosen by the church in the 4th century because at that time in Rome, there was a great big party going on called the Feast of Saturnalia in which they worshipped Saturn, and they had to do something to stop the party, and they couldn't get the party to stop, so they Christianized it. They said, we have a time to remember His death and resurrection. We have a time to remember the birth of the church at Pentecost. Let's have a time to celebrate His birth. And so they Christianized the Saturnalia feast at December the 25th, the winter solstice, and made it the birthday of Jesus. Doesn't matter. We still celebrate His birth at this time. But they've stolen it back from us. They've stolen it back. It's become a winter festival again. Think about it. How many of our Christmas songs and our Christmas images surround snow or ice or snowmen or jingle bells, which we don't even have anymore because we don't have one-horse open sleighs, do we? And if you did, he'd have trouble dragging down the street out here in 50 degrees. Most of our Christmas images in our culture here in the United States surround cold. It was weird to be in Hawaii walking around in Honolulu with all these Christmas decorations up. And Santa's out in heavy clothing in 80 degrees ringing bells. And walking through Hilo Hattie's in Hilo, Hawaii, shopping for t-shirts and for Hawaiian shirts and for leis, those flowers that you wear, you know, and for mugs that have Hawaiian pictures on them, and listening to Christmas music, jingle bells, Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus is coming to town. It was weird to listen to Christmas music in 80 degree Hawaii. The culture has stolen this holiday from us. They've won. They've won. They're trying to steal Easter from us with rabbits and eggs who don't have more than a hill of beans to do with the resurrection of our Lord. But they haven't quite won there. They've managed to steal Christmas from us. Who are we proclaiming? Who does this season, who does the church in this season proclaim? A snowman reindeer, a fat elf who gives presents away, or Jesus Christ born in a stable, born in the first century Judea version of a Motel 6 garage. They left the light on for him, and there was no room in the inn when they got there, so they had to stay in the garage out behind the hotel. Are we proclaiming Jesus Christ? Is that who we are? Are we, like John the Baptist, proclaiming ourselves? I had a great time at the Sunday school party. Wish I could have gone to Six Flags. I love Christmas parties. I love getting Christmas presents. Who doesn't? Raise your hand. I thought so. I love getting Christmas presents. I love going to Christmas parties. I love the fun and the joy and the celebrations that come at Christmas time. Don't get me wrong. But the Christmas parties and the Christmas cantatas and all the stuff that we surround Christmas with is not what Christmas is about. And certainly not the mad dash to the malls and the buying of presents that'll be opened and probably returned on Thursday. It's certainly not that. Christmas, Christ Mass, is about celebrating the most wonderful miracle that we have. The birth of God into this world. In a tent of human flesh, a baby, Jesus of Nazareth, born in Bethlehem of Judea, of Mary and Joseph. A miracle birth of a virgin girl who could not have even conceived yet. A miracle birth from a virgin girl of a baby boy born miraculously through the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. The miracle birth of a baby boy from a virgin girl, that baby boy would then usher in the kingdom of God. Who are you? Who are we? Are we about proclaiming ourselves, or are we about proclaiming Him, that baby boy, born to set us all free? Are we about proclaiming us or Him? Who are you? Why are you here? Why are you doing what you're doing? John the Baptist's answer is simple. They asked him, are you the Messiah? No. Are you Elijah? No. Are you a prophet? No. Then who are you that you are baptizing? Give us an answer. And the world asks the same question of us today. Who are you that you are proclaiming the coming of a baby? Who are you that you are proclaiming His death and resurrection? Who are you that you're proclaiming His return in clouds of glory? Who are you to be doing all of this? Let our answer be what John the Baptist was. I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. On the cruise, I was introduced as the Protestant chaplain. There's a Catholic chaplain on board. Then I had my table, and there was 8 of us at the table, including myself, and we got to know each other, and it was kind of nice, and they didn't know quite how to treat me. And then after a few days, they started saying things like, you're not old enough to be a pastor. You don't act like a pastor. You have a sense of humor. You play a mean game of bridge. You're a murderer at 42. You don't play gin like a pastor. Who are you really? And so they all came, all seven of the eight people at my table, came to my Sunday evening service in Oahu on board ship. And that was on Sunday evening. And they all sat down on the front row. Even the Roman Catholic couple, they all sat down on the front row and looked up at me. Harder to preach to them than it is to you. They're all wearing Hawaiian shirts with Lays. And the ship's going. I asked them this question. Who are you? You're on vacation. You're here in Hawaii buying stuff. Who are you? What kind of Christian proclamation and identity do you have here on this trip and on this ship today? And I ask you the same question here now. Who are you in this Christmas season preparing for the birth, the celebration of the birth of the Messiah yet again? Who are you? And what is your Christian proclamation to the people outside those doors? It's all good and well to be singing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come within these walls." But if the Lord hasn't come for the world as well, and if we're not proclaiming that message to the people outside those doors, then what good is it? Who are you? The question of the scribes and the Pharisees, the questions of the priests and the Levites to John the Baptist is a question put to us today by the world. Who are you? What proclamation do you make? Are you proclaiming yourself? Or are you a voice crying out in this wilderness? Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight. Make straight the highways for our God. Who are you? In this Advent season, in this time of preparation to celebrate again the birth of our Savior, in this Advent season, in this time of preparation to celebrate again the birth of God in human flesh, veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. In this season in which we celebrate God coming to us, ask yourself the question, who are you? And who do you proclaim? Does your life reflect it? Do you want it to? Who are you? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.